Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello. Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you for joining us this Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shannon, my goodness.
My goodness.
My goodness.
No, my, no, 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 Joe Biden's goodness.
Our goodness. No, oh, Joe. For goodness sake. The United States, what is going on?
I don't know. Oh, my. Yeah, we do know what's going on. Joe Biden's what's going on.
Yeah, the Biden administration, the left, the Democrats, they're just going down this path of total destruction of the United States of America. We're going to get into a lot of topics this evening, everybody. So please do me a favor. Get out your mobile device. Send me a text to 88202 and simply type my name in the body of the text, W-I-L-L. You're going to get some awesome information that you need to know from American Truth Project. Seriously, 88202 and just simply type my name, W-I-L-L. We will be taking your phone calls. We are live in the studio. So if you want to give us a call and talk about this crazy stuff that we're seeing happen across the board, we can even talk about the vaccine. My goodness, we're going to talk some about that. We're going to talk about Joe Rogan's in the news. We're going to talk about how what's happening on our coast. We're going to talk about so much more. So, Shannon, if they want to give us a call and chit-chat with us, what is that number? Don't forget, everybody, after she gives the number out, you have to push one.
Yes, yes. The number is 516-595-8069. And, yes, remember to push one to come on the line to talk to Will. I'm going to give out that number one more time. Are you ready? It is 516-595-8069.
Yes.
So, Will,
yes,
let's kick this show off because we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, do we?
Right?
Oh, yes, we do.
So the first thing we're going to talk about, and, you know, Biden came out and he talked about jobs here in America. He talked about the cargo sitting out in the ocean. Well, guess what? Today on the Epoch Times, there's a huge article, and it says Americans are quitting jobs at record rates, says the United States Labor Department. Now, Will, what do you think some of those reasons are for people quitting their jobs?
Because
let's talk about
this. The number one reason that I can think of why people don't want to, why people are quitting their jobs is because they don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Right. So according to them, they said they really aren't quite sure why people are leaving, because there's no, like, they haven't had a way or they don't show why people are quitting. I guess because this really hasn't happened. In fact, they said this type of job market has not been this low since 2000. But listen, they're saying that they're speculating that most people left their jobs because they're scared of COVID. That's their number one speculation.
They left their jobs
because
they're scared of COVID.
Right. So the number one decrease in jobs came from food and service.
Information out like that?
The Labor Department. They said they're speculating. Right.
But they're speculating.
Right. Because the actual jobs started going down in August, right before the mandate came out. Now they have seen a huge jump in people quitting because people are leaving their jobs because of the mandate. It says there's been an increase in 150,000 quits, right, in the food industry. There's 26,000 more left the wholesale and trade business. And it said state and local government education saw 25,000 departures. Now, this is in August.
That's an alarming.
Right. This is in
That's
August.
An alarming number.
So guess what's going to happen now that the mandate came out? People are going to quit. But here, listen. I actually was listening to, you know, CNN. We hate CNN.
The Communist News Network.
Right. And it was Cuomo and Van Jones talking. And Cuomo makes the comment. He's like, I really don't understand why people are leaving their jobs. Like, he's like, it's just crazy to me that people are quitting their jobs. Well, of course, you know, he took the Kool-Aid. He likes it. He doesn't mind it. But there's several things that I believe, and you can tell me whether you believe this or not, that I believe people are losing their jobs. One, of course, is COVID mandates, right?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
Yes, and I was directly affected by people walking off the job because of these mandates, people being forced to drink the Kool-Aid.
Right, and you and I agree. You even made a video and you said you support them fully in doing that.
Yes.
Right.
So to give a little more content, so what we're talking about is the Labor Department has put out information that people are leaving the jobs because they're afraid of COVID, right? That's what they're putting out there. They're speculating, right? Which we all know the truth. And for them to put that out there is just
for August,
really.
Yeah, we're talking about August numbers.
That's actually misleading people, right? So, but anyways,
right.
I was here recently. I was in Miami because I went to an event called AmFest. And while I was there, on my getting ready to come back, flights were being canceled. Southwest Airlines. And the reason why they said it was canceled, all these flights, they end up being 1,000 flights canceled that day. And the reason why they canceled these flights, they said because of the weather. I looked out the window and it's beautiful. I'm in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. And it was cooler that day than it was the day before that. So there was no weather issues. There was no hurricane, no tornadoes, no nothing. It was beautiful. But they said it was because of weather. Maybe it was because people were under the weather. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But we've also seen hospitals where doctors and nurses are walking off of the jobs. And now that the mandates are going to start taking effect, because I'm not quite sure. I don't know if Biden actually gave a drop down date where, you know, mandates have to happen. But anyways, but listen, before that, we've also seen numerous people complaining about the rhetoric, political rhetoric, political agendas being rolled out in these companies. We're talking about CRT. We're talking about the equity agenda that's rolling out in these companies. Mm. We've had many, many people call us and say, I can't work in this environment any longer. Listen, this Biden agenda has made the workplace a miserable place to be. It's made jobs or it's made going to the doctors miserable feet.
Yep.
It's made, what else? School.
Yep.
The school environment is absolutely,
yep,
miserable. We're seeing record fights in the schools between,
yes,
teachers and parents, between kids because of CRT being taught. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. This agenda is, in fact, affecting every single aspect of our life, even our family life. We have families that are completely divided and not talking to each other,
yep,
anymore. It's past COVID. It has to do with their political agendas that is tearing America and this economy apart, Will.
It absolutely is. And one other thing that we talked about, people walking off the job because they don't want to drink the Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm,
prisons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you brought that up, I was like, dude, I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah, Daily Wire actually reported today that a judge made it to where people in California, the prison guards, could have a halt on mandating the vaccine for them because some of those people are going to walk off of the job. I mean, imagine this. You said it, Will. It's going to get worse.
Yes.
And these are the things we don't think about. We don't think about guards walking off of the job at prisons.
Nope.
We don't think about, or, you know, you didn't think about till last week, not being able to get on an airplane.
Well, I kind of thought about, you know, it happening with airplanes. Well, not the way it played out, but I did in the past think about that they're going to force us to drink the Kool-Aid. And if we don't drink the Kool-Aid, that we won't be able to get on an airplane. We won't be able to go to movie theaters. We won't be able to hold a job. I said this about 6 months ago, and YouTube decided to take my channel down, which had about 114,000 subscribers. They took it down because I said this is what's going to happen in the future. It's here today. And even when I talked to YouTube, they still say that I was putting out misleading medical advice when it's actually happened.
Right. I mean,
so which part is misleading?
I mean, look what's happening to the NBA right now, right? I mean, there's actual players.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
On the Nets. He cannot play or even practice with the team right now or get paid because of his desire not to take the vaccine.
Because he wants medical freedom.
Right.
He wants medical choice.
He said mine's not even political. He just doesn't want to take the vaccine. And so now people are trying to paint people as anti-vaxxers.
Yep.
This is not anti-vax,
yeah,
right? This is anti-COVID vaccine that where the death rate is less than 1%. You know, back when we had polio and stuff, like 20% of the population is being killed at a time. We understand, right?
Well,
that's not happening right now.
But let me say this. Even when the polio was here, mm-hmm, not everyone got vaccinated because people did have immune to it. Some people built up immunity to it. They got sick and they built up immunity. Same thing here. And it's not even as bad as polio was.
Right.
Not even close.
No, no, it's not.
Nowhere near it. But they're all acting like it. And I'm telling you, the reason why they're pushing this is because we are in the days that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why they're doing this. They see this as a tactic right now to control the masses. And it's not just the United States. It's not just Australia. It's just not just Rome. It's not just Israel. Mm-hmm. It is planet-wide.
Right.
That they're doing this.
Right. Let's actually take a call. We have Roger from California. What's going on, Roger?
Roger from California. Hey, Roger, thank you so much for the call.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey. All right. What you got?
Yes. Man, so, Will, I was reading an article, you know, about that situation at the port, the bottleneck that's going on with the ships. So the truckers, there's actually a thing bottleneck that's going on. I don't know if you've read into it, but so basically, drivers that have to be reporting to facilities for drug testing, there's not enough drug testing facilities and they don't have adequate supplies or personnel. And so what's going on is they're required to go to these testing sites. And what's going on is they have to turn around. Basically, they can't do a drug test. And what happens is if you actually leave the facility, it's almost like refusal of a drug test and it's claiming that you're positive for something. So it's actually creating a bottleneck of the opportunity for these drivers to even retain a job or to get new opportunities to drive, to do all the, you know, the port, alleviating the burden on the port. So that's one aspect of this whole burden, that the 24-hour, you know, 24/7 operation of the port is definitely not going to resolve it. There's many other aspects
right.
to
right.
it.
Right, actually, that's
it's
a good point, Roger.
It's the transport system.
You know, they were saying that the unemployment is going to even go up even further because, you know what, people are not going to have the supplies to do what they have to do their jobs. If you're in a manufacturing job and they don't have the parts, they're not going to have you just sitting there. They're going to fire people or let people go because they don't have what they need to do to make money, to make the business go, so they're not going to be able to employ people. This is about to get really, really bad. I mean, it's terrible what's happening.
Yeah. So did you say you had another point, Roger?
Yeah, my other point is I've been starting to notice some things that I go to the grocery store that's not there anymore. You know, certain types of milk products that I'm always accustomed to buying mm-hmm. for the last 2 years. I mean, I'm pretty sure this has a lot to do with that. And it's frustrating. And, you know, I just feel like
you're just starting to see that? Because it's pretty bad here in Texas. I mean,
yeah.
It's really bad.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I went to the store and I was looking for a cut of meat and I couldn't find it every single store. And I noticed even H-E-B, which I don't know if you've heard of it, which is a huge chain here in Texas, which always has a huge selection of everything, including meat. I couldn't even find what I was looking for. And I'm starting to see barren, you know, meat supply. And you're right. I mean, chips that I used to eat almost 2 years ago, I can't even find anymore because they'll have 20 facings mm-hmm. of Doritos.
And you know, Roger, another reason why that I saw a report coming out from on the ports is because the people that work on the ports didn't want to go along with the mandate because, you know, the ports are regulated by the federal government. So they're saying that they're being hurt there as well. So we're you know, what's happening, my opinion, is all by design. And they're doing this because of Biden's whole Build Back Better. And if anyone ever looked that up, the whole Build Back Better is them tearing down the world economy, and then they want to build it back better. But they have to tear it down first, and that's part of it, my opinion.
So, Roger, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You're in California, right?
Mm-hmm. California, according
yes,
to Will, of course.
Yes.
California. Yeah, California.
Right. So other than a few milk products you can't find, aren't you seeing other signs of a poor economy, like, let's say, store – you know, we have restaurants here that you can't order certain items because they just don't have the food to make it. or we have stores. Actually, today I went to a mall, and some of the stores and even restaurants are completely closed down, and gates are down. People don't have the products, or they have very limited products on their shelves. Are you seeing any of that in California yet?
I'm not. I'm seeing a surplus of certain products, other than Costco limiting some sort of purchasing of whether it's water or whatnot. But to the point, you know, I usually go for Horizon milk, whole milk, and that has DHA. I haven't seen that for weeks. I've been to different areas, but for restaurants, I've never seen them claiming, "Hey, we're out of something." But I have seen a spike in prices everywhere. So the inflation is definitely upon us. I mean. That
right.
Itself
well,
is just,
perhaps
hurt people's
because you're
books,
closer,
you know.
Right? Perhaps because you're closer to the ports, maybe. Maybe you have first dib on some of the products, but we're definitely feeling it here in the middle of the country, and it almost puts you into panic mode. I mean, not that you are in panic mode, but you're sitting here thinking,
well, people need
wow.
to do something to start getting ready. So,
right, right.
What were you going to say, Roger?
And to your point, there's also the kids in school. There was an article saying that the deterioration of the quality of food that's going to be delivered, meaning kids are going to now eat crap, basically, at school places
yeah.
because of you know, they're trying to do everything with genetic engineering and all this stuff. It's
yep.
going to be unhealthy. I mean, as parents, I urge everyone to, you know, cook something nice at home and bring it. You know, don't allow the schools to feed your children, for sure. You know,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Terrible
absolutely. Hey, Roger. Yeah, hey, Roger. Hey, thank you so much. And, hey, whatever you need to do, Roger, you already see, I mean, just a simple thing like milk, I mean, prepare for yourself, prepare for your family.
If you can find an article on that drug testing, too, I'd like to see that. If you could email that to us at contact@uniteexperts.com.
What's your email?
Contact@uniteamericafirst.com.
Yep. Contact@uniteamericafirst.com. All right, cool. Hey, appreciate
it,
Roger.
Yeah,
thanks so much for
you.
The call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Shannon.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things about, you know, this whole COVID that's affecting everybody and how they're going after people who are wanting their medical freedom, who don't want to go along with it. And these people that have the Kool-Aid running through their veins, mm-hmm. they're screaming because people don't want the Kool-Aid. I mean, if you have it and you're so-called protected, then why do you care what I do?
Yeah,
it doesn't make a lick of sense. See, these people aren't dealing in common.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because they know very well that this vaccine, this Kool-Aid that they're injecting people with is not a cure, it's not helping anybody, and it's causing more problems than anything.
Yeah, let me just touch on the cargo again.
Okay.
You know, because yesterday Biden came out and he kind of talked about a canceled Christmas because of all the supply chain issues. Now, Biden, he said he has demanded that Walmart, FedEx, and UPS work to address.
Wait a minute. He demanded? I thought
right.
Originally he was asking for assistance from Walmart and these other private companies, but now you're telling me that he's demanding.
Well,
that
yeah,
assistance.
He's demanding to help. But here's the deal.
You're demanding?
Yes. Yeah, he's demanding for them to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
I did not know
that he was demanding.
Well, okay, an article said demanding.
Okay.
So, you know, it didn't quote him saying, I'm demanding.
Okay, but go ahead.
But anyway.
A little more harp on that.
So, but here's the deal. When President Trump wanted to address the Americans keeping businesses here in America, what did he do?
He called the CEOs of the company to
Washington, D.C. to come together for a solution of what he needed to do to make businesses prosper here in America. What did he do when COVID hit? We needed more PPE. He called them once again to Washington.
Yep.
Companies that were not making PPE.
What do you need?
All of a sudden, we're making this product to get it out to America. Joe Biden should call in the CEOs of all these companies to come up with a game plan. He should even call on the military.
They should have never gotten
the cargo
and
the supplies. The cargo and the supplies are sitting out in the ocean. At this point, there is supplies out there. right? Supplies that are going to affect people's health, hospitals. It's going to affect, you know, fire departments. It's going to affect many different schools. It's going to affect so police departments. It's going to affect so many people, right? So he has the means. He has the military. We have the biggest military in the country. Why doesn't he utilize them and these businesses to work together to bring this product in?
Because the whole Build Back Better. See, a lot of people, it's like they can't grasp it.
I grasp it. That's
not
the point,
though. I'm not saying you don't, but a lot of people don't grasp it because they hear the word, oh, it's going to be better.
Well, the point is, the point isn't we know what he wants to do. The point is that there is some solutions. There are some avenues that he could use that he is just refusing to do.
With
the border.
Going along because you said that. Right. Why is he doing this? Well, the reason why is because of Build Back Better. They want to tear down the economy. That's the reason why they want to do
this. Okay, we actually have a caller. We have Elizabeth from Michigan. Elizabeth, what do you have for us?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you.
Just to talk a little bit more about what Roger was talking about, I'm in Michigan, and I would say our grocery stores have never 100% gotten back to normal. They got better. But again, recently, the last couple of weeks, I've seen limits on things like eggs and butter and toilet paper, of course, spaghetti sauce, noodles, that kind of stuff. Would say in this past year and a half, I think being Americans and having Costco's and Walmart's and up here we have Meijer, the stores are so huge that we're so used to seeing so much. But I remember shopping in 2020 and just looking around and thinking, we still have this overabundance. There was so much food on the shelves. We've never run out. I'm not saying we won't, but it's just something for people to kind of slow down and put into perspective, you know, that we do have this overabundance and not to panic yet, even though I would still agree with you too, is to prepare, you know, as much as possible, whatever that means for us individually or as families.
Exactly.
The other thing I want to
I think you're really fortunate if you're seeing an abundance of food still on the shelves, because here in Texas, there's like, I went to the store yesterday. There was not an abundance of food on the shelves. I mean, they were quite – there's
it's
visible
eerie.
Empty
it's eerie.
Spots.
It's eerie.
On the
I will, say that has happened here because a couple of my friends on Facebook have posted pictures. You know, they're like, what's going on? You know, that the shelves – some shelves are kind of wiped out, like, you know, like cereal or yogurt or something like that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But let me
I was just at the store
too.
A couple of days ago, and that wasn't the case. I didn't feel like it was wiped out. But
Let me say this too, because you know what? You're absolutely right when it comes to we're accustomed to seeing the stores full with products.
Yeah, we are.
We're accustomed because in the United States of America, we have that privilege of being able to get up at 11:30 in the middle of the night and going to the grocery store and buying something because we know it's going to be on the shelf. That has been the case. And to me, the way I see it, because of the whole Build Back Better, they're literally turning the United States of America into another Venezuela. And it's happening right before our eyes. And a lot of people are not
totally
seeing
agree.
It, and they're slowly doing it.
Imagine if it's happening here in America like it is. What's happening to those third world countries that have had limited amounts already?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And this is a worldwide thing. I know Willis talked about that on his nightly show. This is a worldwide thing. It's not just America. So,
are you doing anything then to prepare for if the shelves do become more empty? Because they're pretty much telling us they will, and they are. I mean,
I know some people are looking ahead to Christmas.
Before you answer
that,
Elizabeth.
Really,
let me just say this.
Sorry,
there's been report to where in the rest of this year we're going to see this crisis, and then all of 2022, and they said it probably won't get back to normal until 23.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. So, I mean, last year, because there was so much talk, I tried to prepare just by getting, you know, little things like flashlights and batteries and stuff like that. Like, you know, I don't really know what else? I kind of talked to my husband the other day, like, what should we be doing? So I kind of feel like, for me personally, I need to pray about it and what God would have me prepare. Right now, I feel at peace. You know, maybe it's not being 100% realistic, but I don't know, naive about it, but I feel it, you know, but I still feel at peace, mm-hmm. like, you know, trusting the Lord that he's going to provide our every need. So what is it that
I would
spend our money on to prepare, you know?
Yeah, I think 100% we should have peace knowing that God's going to take care of his people, right? I do believe that 100% too, but I also believe that, you know, God doesn't call us just to stand there and he's just going to automatically, give us,
right.
He's going to say, there you go, you have toilet paper, you didn't have it before. You know what I mean? But
right.
I also do believe.
That would be nice, though. I mean, if I could, I'm a Star Trek guy, I watch Star Trek, they walk up to the wall and they push the button, whatever it is they want, so roll of toilet paper, I can push the button and show up, hey, look at this.
We had the same conversation, actually yesterday we had a conversation, because we're like, what do we think? Because, you know, next year there's going to be things that are not going to be available, period, because they aren't going to have the parts to make it. I mean, we've already dealt with that on Amazon. We've tried to order a couple of things, and they're like, we don't have the parts to make this. They just canceled the order. So it's like, what do we think here in the next 6 months that we might need that we're not going to be able to get for another year or so? Like, what would we need? Now, in reality, you're right. God's going to take care of us, and really most of our needs are met, you know, as long as we can have food going or something like that. But, you know, in order to keep doing what we're doing, stuff always breaks down or whatever. So we're like, is there anything we need to anticipate? And that's the conversation I think everybody should have, especially if you have a medical need. You know,
absolutely.
Like if you have sleep apnea or you have to have a respirator or something like that, I think you need to be preparing
absolutely.
Now because
all of
that's
that
going
stuff.
To affect
you. Oh, my
you.
Goodness. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but anyways, thanks,
can
Elizabeth.
I ask you
great
guys,
call.
Can I ask you real quick about mandate?
Yeah.
When you guys talked earlier about, you know, people leaving their jobs, what is your take on that as far as, I know it's easier said than done. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so this doesn't affect me. Even with the type mm-hmm. of work my husband's doing, it's not affecting because of the size of the business. But why do you think people aren't holding out? And maybe they are to just get fired. Like say, well, I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to get this, and I'm not going to follow that mandate. But why don't they hold out, easier said than done, and just wait till they get fired?
You know, that's a really good question, because then possibly they could, you know, withdraw unemployment.
You can't.
And
that's what
stuff.
I was thinking.
But I think what's happening, to my understanding, because I talked to someone who lives in Portland, that if they fire you because you don't go with company policy at that point,
Well, basically what it comes down to is Biden has handed OSHA the ability to handle the vaccine mandate. If you are not in compliance at any job with OSHA rules, you can be terminated and you do not get unemployment, period.
And that's what
so
it's coming
to me,
down to.
I think people are just holding on
away.
To their job as long as they can so they can get paid for
at
as
least,
long as they can.
At least that's the way it's coming across for us. So more, I'm hoping more information about that will come out. So,
okay,
but hey,
thank
you so much for the
sense.
Call.
Yeah, thanks for talking.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
All right, take care.
All right.
Okay, you know, so can I go to this story here?
No, I just have one more thing.
You got one more thing?
I'm sorry. I just
Let me know when I can go to this other store, because this is a good one too.
Okay, so I just one more thing about the economy is that Biden has come out, and just like he asked Walmart and them to, you know, basically try to fix the bottleneck,
right.
He is now urging oil and gas companies to bring down the rising cost of fuel. Well,
this is after he shut down the pipeline. I mean, come on now. And then isn't it convenient that the pipeline on the East Coast get hacked? I mean, seriously, what kind of security measures do they have there? And then he went to was it OPEC? He went to OPEC asking them to drill more, and they went back to him and said no.
So the Daily Wire did an article on this, and they basically said that they reached out to the oil companies, and the oil companies did everything they could not to trash Biden. But Ann Bradbury, who is the CEO at the American Exploration and Product Council, told Reuters, by pursuing policy, she's talking about Joe Biden, that restrict supply and make it harder to produce oil and natural gas here in America, Americans are going to have to pay more for their energy. So she's basically saying, you know what, Joe Biden, you're the one that caused this problem. We didn't have to be in this position. You should be the one that has to fix it.
Oh, my goodness. So at the end of the day, you and I, everyone that's listening, we're the ones that's going to get the bad end of this deal. We're the ones that screwed in all of this. We're the ones that's getting the beat down. We're the ones that's going to foot the bill. We were the number one exporter of natural gas, people.
Yep.
We were energy independent, people.
Right, and actually,
the whole Build Back Better is to tear it all down so that that way we have to depend on the rest of the world, and they destroy the U.S. economy. And the Dems, these socialist communist Dems, are all about it. They're all jumping in. Yes, yes, destroy, destroy.
Yeah, she was saying that when they had the pipeline here, it was taking about 6 months to drill and complete a new well and bring oil. Biden ruined that.
Wow.
He shut it down. He is responsible yet again for another failing part
and
of our economy.
And then he won't even take any questions on it.
I know,
he
right?
He won't even take any
and
questions.
And then he turns his back.
Turns his back on,
American people.
Like, he's basically saying, screw you. Well, you know what, Brandon?
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Okay, we actually have another call, Will. We have Randy from Tennessee.
Okay,
Randy, you're on the
Randy.
Line with Will.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Will, I've been following you for a while. I hope this comes back up on your website so I could share it more widely. Biden is not in control. The deep state and the CCP is in control. He is just a front man. As far as the last caller goes, I would suggest get kerosene heaters, stock up on kerosene fuel, get a generator, stock up on fuel, get a transfer pump, keep your cars full of fuel, because the electricity is going to go out this year when it is the coldest possible. They will shut it down again this year like they did last year. This is all about control.
Yes,
it's all about a communist takeover. Biden's just the front man.
I would agree. China has been holding the strings over Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats on the Hill, and they've been holding the strings of Biden, and they go and tell Biden what he should say and what he can't say and how long he should be out there. We are in such a world of hurt right now, and most people, you get it. You get it, but there's a lot of people, I mean a great deal of people out there that don't even see what's happening, and they're just going day to day, la, 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 not even realizing how bad this really is.
Correct. Biden's been selling out America for over a decade. This has been going on for a long time, and it is at the head. This pimple's about to pop.
I agree.
Caller, is still listening. Get a kerosene heater, stock up on kerosene. Get a generator, stock up on your food, stock up on water.
Yep. The time to do it now.
Great advice. Great advice,
absolutely.
Robert. Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much for the call. Take care.
They're going to put the screws to us when it's the coldest it can be this winter. They're going to stick the screws to us.
Yes, they are. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Will.
All right, next week.
We have another caller?
Yeah, we actually have Robert from Delaware.
Robert from Delaware. Hey, Robert, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, oh, my God. I'm online. Hey, how are you doing, Will? And how are you doing, Will's helper? I can't remember your name.
Shannon.
I apologize.
She's more than a helper. She's a producer. She runs everything. Trust me.
There you go. All right. Well,
I'm the helper.
The head woman in charge then. I'm not. My bad. First thing I want to say, Will, I love your show. I love you guys' show, both of you. I love your just what you're doing, helping America. You look real fly with that hat too. FYI, that's pimping, not trimping. I like it.
Thank you.
I just want to say that Biden's not from Delaware. Everybody is like, oh, he's from Delaware. No. Please don't mistake him for a Delaware boy because I'm from the first state. I love it here. I don't want to be associated with from where that guy's at.
I hear you.
It's making our state look like rubbish. Anyway,
yeah.
I want to let everyone know, too, that's listening, please, midterms are coming up. I am a registered Democrat. I've only voted a few times. I voted for Barack the first term. Second term, I didn't like what he was doing, so I did not vote for him again. I didn't vote at all. I was like, whatever. And then I voted for Donald Trump the last two times. But midterms are coming up, and the only way that we can make any of this change is if these Democrats don't do some crazy nonsense and make some kind of super mail-in vote and blah, 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 mask up, and we can't – I don't even know what they're going to come up with next. But
you know,
everyone,
you know,
go out there and
vote. I think you're on it, because I see something else happening. There's going to be another false flag come along to where they're going to force all of us to have to do something. And they say, oh, we can't go to the vote. We can't vote. You have to mail them in. And you know, if we have to mail them in, they're going to do the same thing they did in California. We're in a world of hurt in this nation.
But you know what, Robert? You are onto something because there was a long-time held seat in Iowa that was held by a Democrat and a Republican just won it.
Yes,
so let me tell you, it is very important, even midterm elections, if not even more, because the Democrats think that they can keep all these seats. And this is how they took over America. They took one seat at a time. The GOP needs to work at taking one seat at a time as well.
My stepdad, my stepfather, Jeff Shuler, hollered out to him, but he has always told me, oh, come on, let's go vote midterm. I said, oh, I'm not voting that midterm. I'll vote for the president. And he was like, these ones matter. These ones matter. Now I see these ones matter.
Now you know.
So, everyone go out, do your midterm voting. Go look into who you're voting for. Know what you're voting for. And
research,
check people out. See what it is. Because it's our nation, man. 100%. I'm married to a teacher, and what they're doing to these students and what they're doing to America, just the American nation, the American people, they're causing havoc. They got everybody's fighting whites, blacks, Spanish, everyone at each other's necks, all because they love all the problems. They're making money off it. They don't care. And
so let me
hold on.
Yes,
sir.
So you're married to a teacher, right?
I'm married to a teacher.
You just said you're married to a teacher. And do you have kids?
No, sir. When we get a house, we plan on doing that. That's the next step.
Okay.
You have nephews or nieces or anything?
I have tons of
children.
I have a lot of nieces. My nieces like my kids.
Okay.
I raised her pretty much.
Okay, so the only reason why I'm bringing it up because you want to have kids, and you having kids today, you're going to want to protect your children, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right, and it's crazy. So now you want to protect your children, so they're trying to label us as domestic terrorists because we want to protect our children.
Let me ask you this.
That's crazy.
How does your wife feel about parents being labeled as domestic terrorists?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. She is just in a world of mess because she loves children. She loves the next. She wants to help so bad. She's the teacher that goes above and beyond to get all the things these kids need, these kids that don't have anything. She's actually from Salisbury, Maryland, and no one knows Salisbury like that, but they call it Little Baltimore. There's a 60-something percent of people here are poverty. There's a bunch of kids that get picked up at a bus stop because they don't even have a house. And she's trying to help all these children and help all these kids, and they are just the administration is honestly trashed. They're putting all these new people, and it's causing so much mayhem, and these kids are just like, they want to go home. They're like, oh, okay, we'll go home for COVID. I want to get it, so I go home.
Yeah. So can I ask you, is your wife a registered Democrat as well?
She has actually never voted.
Really?
Well, she needs to get on
it. Yes, sir.
See, we need people.
I know. She doesn't.
This would actually be a wake up call to a lot of people because people didn't think they needed to vote in the past. I'm willing to bet we're probably going to end up getting more people to vote in this midterm election than any other midterm
right.
election history.
We need that.
Because,
we need that
oh yes,
so
we
much.
Absolutely need that. We absolutely need that. Because even if you are on the left and you're on the right, and because a lot of people are starting to realize that, hey, we want our freedoms regardless
yeah.
of what our what
that was me. I don't care
people
what the title is.
Freedoms.
Your wife's probably,
I don't care what the title is. I want
you.
America.
Your wife's probably probably mad that you just told everybody she's not a registered voter. I don't know if
she
is,
listen, she says that she doesn't get into the politics because of her job, blah blah blah. And
well,
I understand
the politics are coming
straight.
To her job.
Yeah.
The politics
fact.
Are coming to her job.
Yeah.
She's not going to it, it's coming to her.
Facts. I know.
Thanks,
I tried telling her.
Have,
yeah.
Thank you so much,
you know,
and you too. Bless and be easy.
Right.
Keep spreading the knowledge, please.
All right,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Go
thank
vote,
you
everybody.
So
yes,
right,
absolutely.
Care.
Okay, we got Rob from Colorado.
Rob from Colorado. What's going on, Rob?
What's up, Big Will? How you doing? How y'all? How's everybody?
All right, all right.
Good, good.
What
I've been
get?
An independent voter my whole life. I'm 49 years old, got 3 kids, a grandbaby, and I own a vape shop. That's right, I own an e-cigarette
well,
store. The new crack dealers of 2021 per the left. Anyway, we need to sit here and
like
analyze
it.
Every corner of the world and what the left is doing. The reason why I'm saying
yeah.
this is look at what they're doing right now, the FDA, with these e-cigarettes, okay? 4 ingredients. Now, if you don't smoke and you don't vape, if you don't smoke, don't vape, first and foremost. These are products for people who smoke cigarettes. The
mm-hmm.
only true 100% minority in this country. Am I right or wrong? We have the lowest number.
No, you're pretty much on. Everyone that I know do e-cigarettes. They were heavily smokers, and now they just do e-cigarettes.
Not all of them. Now, I'm not going to say.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the ones that I know.
Big,
I'm not saying everybody.
Right.
I'm just saying.
We're not a big basket
of
good apples. Just like every.
Vape.
Yeah, just like every corner. Look, I smoked for 30 years. I started at 11. In a little town called Rosenberg, Richmond, Texas, which is southwest of Houston, H-Town. I grew up predominantly poor. Oh, yeah, I got blue eyes, blonde hair, and all that. But I was a minority growing up. 3% white. Okay? I'm Generation X. Now,
okay.
my generation is the ones that had skinheads that looked like those fucked-up skinheads, excuse my language, those fucked-up skinheads. But we would go out and hunt those up skinhead. We didn't have the tattoos. When you saw a punk rocker back in the 80s and he didn't have like neo-Nazi tattoos and stuff like that, those were not the bad skinheads. That's how we differentiated from one another. That's in the South. That's
right.
what I'm saying, where I grew up. Okay.
No, I remember when I was in high school, I would see a lot of punk rockers, especially out. They would all go at school. And when I was in high school, I remember a lot of punk rockers would go to a certain section on the school grounds and they'd smoke cigarettes. I remember that.
Yes, sir.
I remember that.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then, you know, then
we
it changed all of that.
They were rebellious kids. But like I said,
well,
though,
I mean, even
had,
the teachers, the faculty knew it, everyone
friends.
Knew it, and they allowed it.
Right. Right. I had Filipino friends. I had African-American friends. I mean, I had Mexicans. You know what I mean? I had all these friends. And we all had one thing in common.
Yeah.
We all love punk rock, Metallica, and old school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What is wrong with today's society is the complete and 100% division.
Yes.
Division.
100%.
We can't go back. We can never go back to, hey, let's agree to disagree. Now, can we, Will?
No, it's never going
to
go back to
God
that.
We
as
could,
long as,
and I
as
pray
long,
to
yeah.
Jesus every day that we,
yep.
yes, sir.
As long as we have these
you know,
crooked politicians and we have the liberal media, the liberal lying media, it's never, ever going back. And you're 100% correct. It's not going to
yes,
because
sir.
They want this
no.
division.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how they make more money. We say the Republic
yes.
is all about money, right? No.
Yes.
It's those Democratic nonprofits that only use 7% of their actual nonprofit, you know, thing that they use it for when they're making $300,000 to $400,000 salaries. I'm sorry, but where I grew up, that's rich.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
the taxation plan, right? He planned to tax the crap out of the e-cigarettes, whatever's left from FDA, which they have denied everyone except for Big Tobacco Company, which what created the whole kid epidemic. So they're going to be alive while all these small mom-and-pop ex-smokers who know the techniques on how to lower your nicotine levels to wean you down, but you still got that hand-to-mouth fixation. Let me tell you something. The biggest thing that I see in my eyes is the e-cigarette issue. But it ties in exactly like Afghanistan deal, just like everything else. Democracy is not for democracy.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, we need democracy.
Let me ask you a question.
It's communism is what we see.
Let me ask you a question. So you say you have an e-cigarette shop, correct?
Right now, I have three. Now I'm down to one.
So you have these shops. Just out of curiosity, have you been seeing a shortage of supplies for your business?
Oh yes, sir. We've been seeing a shortage of supply ever since Evoli. You remember when the lungs were collapsing and they were blaming? And look, I don't like big tobacco, I don't support them, but I was like, but they kept blaming who? Juul, right? Big tobacco, right? So everybody's thinking vapes are just as bad as cigarettes, and they don't even actually want to take the time, which most of us don't. We're Americans. What do you expect? We don't actually really work. But anyways, compared to other countries and their citizens. But
let me ask you, Rob.
They have been studying e-cigarettes for over 16 years, longer than Zantac, okay, that is FDA approved, okay? It is corruption, and it is all about the dollar. It's called the Master Settlement Agreement of 1998. That is when Joe Camel went bye-bye and Marlboro Miles went bye-bye. All advertisements for cigarettes went bye-bye. 47 states sued big tobacco, right? Those other three states, I applaud you for not getting involved in that because, hey, if you're adult enough to make the right decision in your life, you know the consequences, you do it your own. That's called being a true free American in my eyes. Anyway.
Right.
So let me ask you. Let's get this in here.
Go ahead, because
Shannon has a question for you.
Yeah. So listen.
Yes, I'm sorry.
The tax that you're talking about, it impacts more the smaller shops than it does big tobacco. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, 80% of smokers make less than $50,000 a year, okay? So what he's going to do is make it $20 a bottle extra on top of juice and only $2 for cigarettes, but that's still going to be, you know, that's taxing the poor.
So here's the thing. Just like Joe Biden and them said, they said they're going after the big people, but yet they want to know about $600 transactions. They say they're going after the big people, but they're going after the small mom and pop cigarette shops instead of big tobacco. This is a perfect example of how the left lies.
Than Bill Clinton's lie about getting his wing-wing, and he got impeached.
Wow.
The word is.
Yeah, okay, all right. Thanks, Rob. Great call. Hey, Rob, thanks for the information. Sorry about that, guys.
I'll be calling back.
No, you're good. Absolutely. Call back. Take care. It's amazing. There's so many people across the country. They're seeing this stupidity, and it's like everyone is like screaming. I know it. I can. What I mean, just listen. Can you hear? Everybody screaming. Wake up.
Yeah.
It's literally like being in the Matrix. Some people see it because some people recognize what's happening. They call it the red pill, right? Because once you swallow that red pill, once you get red pill, you cannot unsee the truth any longer. It just keeps presenting itself to you more and more.
Right. It's crazy. Well, you actually let's end the show with the next thing you wanted to talk about. This has to do with Joe Rogan. Oh wait. What are we going to talk about first?
This one, there's these two. We have two that we want to go through, but we're not going to have enough time to get to both of them. I think a lot of people probably are aware of the whole Joe Rogan thing and The View.
Okay.
So I would rather talk about this next story because this next story goes along with the teacher. Maybe we should have played this while we had the gentleman on that has a wife as a teacher with this, and hopefully he's still listening. So let's go into this one here. I'll go over the Joe Rogan one tonight on my nightly broadcast at 9 p.m.
All right.
So this one is about a school. Let me let you put the context
there. So today on the Daily Caller, I saw an article, and it says Dana Let Loose torches school board. She says that in the school board in Loudoun School District, what happened is, let me just set it up really quick, was they have trans-neutral bathrooms right now, right?
Trans-neutral.
Right, right. So trans people can go in the girls' bathroom. There was a young man that was taking advantage of this. He was wearing skirts and going into the girls' bathroom. He ended up raping a young girl, right? The school district tried to hide it. They tried to just make it go away without reporting it. The only reason why the story got out is because naturally because their parents the parents brought it out. This young man was then transferred to a different school, and he raped another girl. So now they went to a school board meeting where the school board was supposed to vote on whether to continue transgender bathrooms, and the father of the raped girl was not invited.
He was
actually
denied.
Banned.
He was
right.
denied from showing up to this event.
Right, but he showed up anyways, and then it kind of broke out. But here's the story. She's going to talk about it.
So it looks like, according to this Daily Wire report, which did a very good job here, Dana, was that a boy put a skirt on and exploited the Loudoun County School District's transgender locker room bathroom policy, allegedly sexually assaulted viciously this ninth grade girl, and the father was outraged by this, and they made him, I guess, the face of these parents who are so-called domestic terrorists, because he tried to confront the school superintendent about this, a guy named Ziegler, and Ziegler, the school superintendent, lied and said nothing happened. Take it from there.
Jesse, this story is one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard happening with a school district like this. Scott Smith and his family have been put through a living hell by the Loudoun County School Board. They've been put through a living hell by the surrogates, the Chardonnay Antifa, because not only, Jesse, not only was this man, this freshman girl, was she raped in a bathroom? I mean, you have multiple counts of forcible sodomy. Not only did this happen, but the school was going to handle it internally, but the family ended up pressing charges. The school surreptitiously transferred this male, identifies as a male, identifies as gender fluid, is a male. They surreptitiously transferred him to a different school where he also sexually assaulted another girl. That also took place because Loudoun County School Board would rather sacrifice girls and their innocence at the altar of political correctness, and they would rather accommodate progressive male desires than actually protect the innocence of our women. I'm going to tell you what, if parents don't take to the streets with torches and pitchforks, women sure as hell will, because this is an attack on our girls. It's an attack on our kids. You want to know who the real domestic terrorists are? It's these school boards, and it's people like Merrick Garland terrorizing parents, Jesse, and actually saying that they're domestic terrorists because they're trying to protect their kids who had been raped. And also, Jesse, just to add, you had mentioned this school board superintendent who had said he lied about this. He had said that there were zero attacks in the school bathrooms that had taken place.
Yep.
And this father was barred from going to the school board meeting where they were holding the vote on the transgender bathroom policy, and he ended up being arrested. It gets even crazier. People should look into the Loudoun County prosecutor who was a part of that Facebook group that was looking to dox and hack the parents that were criticizing the school board. It is a mess. Luke Rosiak did a phenomenal job at Daily Wire. He's one of the greatest.
Yeah, we're still trying to nail down that second violation of a female committed by this guy who wears skirts. And I can't even imagine being a...
I can't even imagine being a father and seeing that and knowing that I'm going to the school board meeting and then they want to remove me, not allow me to have my voice, to have my opinion about this. Of course you don't need these men. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
This infuriates me.
It's absolutely infuriating. And actually, the nationwide... school board association wanted to use the picture of this father.
There's a video of the father fighting with the police officers because he wants to protect his child. His daughter was raped, people.
Right. They used that as saying domestic terrorism without giving any
content behind the video
about what's taking place.
It's
absolutely disgusting.
This is the domestic terrorism that's happening here in the United States. This is why we need to label the parents domestic terrorists, because they want to be there to protect their daughters from being raped by these grown men, by men, period, putting on the dress.
Yeah.
It's disgusting at
it
all
is
levels.
Disgusting. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. While it was playing, this is nothing but from the pits of hell. is nothing but Satan convincing these people to fight him because he want to protect his child. Those police officers should not be fighting him. They should be with him arresting those board members for allowing this crap to happen. And for them to have the idea that they have to vote in order to have safety by to have a man going into a girl's restroom, no, you need to be out. You need to be arrested. You know what? Before the beta male Obama went into office, people did anything like this, they would have been arrested immediately. But now, they're because if someone wants to be a trans, they're going to give that person a pass? Is it a mental illness is the reason why they're not doing it? What is wrong with those people?
Yeah, I think the police went after the wrong people.
Okay,
we have the school board that allowed for this young man to go to another school and then commit another rape on another girl and another family. And then they have the audacity to say that this man has no right to have a say in transgender bathrooms in the high school.
Oh my goodness. He wanted
to protect other families from suffering the same thing that now two families suffered because of the negligence of the school district.
So what
it's
happened to the male
that
raped these two girls? Did they just move them to another school? It kind of reminds me of what they've done in the Catholic Church, how the priest would rape these little boys and they would move them from church to church to church to church to church. I mean, that's just the reality of it. For them to do this and then the school district try to cover it up, oh, no, no, no. They covered up a crime. They need to go to jail. Literally. They literally covered up a crime. They need to go to jail.
Well, they tried to definitely keep it under wraps.
No, that's what they're doing.
They
need to go to jail.
And my question is, unfortunately, the story did not say what happened to the young man, but that's actually a very good question. But, you know, a lot of these liberal judges, a lot of these liberal elites actually protect these type of people, you know, saying that, freedom of expression. I don't even get it anymore. It's completely frustrating.
It is. It's nothing but demonic demons. And people don't know, a lot of people don't recognize it as such. We are living in a world where evil is considered good and good is considered evil. This is the world we live in. And it's getting worse. Worse day by day, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to slow down. This stupidity that we're seeing is going to intensify, and they're going to do this until they get every single person, not just in the United States of America, but every single person on the planet to comply with this demonic stuff that they're doing. Never before in the history of this planet have we been in this situation where just completely stuff upside down like this. Of course, we've had stuff in the past. But it's never been to this extent. It's never been where we have earthquakes on the planet, when we have volcanoes happening, we have famine, pestilence, wars, and rumors of wars. It's never been happening with all of this stuff at the same time. People, you got to get right. You got to prepare. This stuff is going down right now, and the world is not going to be a safe place for those of us who love freedom, who love God. It's not going to be.
No, I mean, we're called to take action, right? I mean, if we see evil in the world, we should address it. And that's what these parents are doing, and they have every right to do it. And it's very frustrating that the Democrats who call themselves for democracy actually want to hinder democracy happening in America. They actually want to hinder people's voices unless it goes along with that their agenda. And that is not how democracy works. That's how tyranny works.
Yeah.
It's very opposite.
That's exactly what we're seeing. Oh, my goodness, people. You've got to get right. You've got to get ready. It's coming. Actually, it's not coming. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
When they go to the extreme of literally calling a parent a domestic terrorist because he or she wants to protect their child, you've got to know that something is sinister, something is completely out of the ordinary. Something should be sparking you, making you ask the question, what is going on? Something should be doing that right now. And I'm with the young lady that was on there talking, saying, if the parents ain't doing it, the women need to be out there marching with pitchforks. If it was something with the left, they'd be out there right now. There'd be stuff burning up. They'd be burning up stuff. They put out a story of a black thug criminal getting killed by a white cop. They get black people out there burning the city down. They get Antifa right along with them.
Or falsely accusing border people of whipping people.
Yeah, border
never even happened.
On horseback because of the optics, the way it looked.
Right.
But here we have a case where innocent girls are being brutally raped. The liberal media says nothing. They label the parents domestic terrorists because they want to protect their child. Do you understand how terrible this is? Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back next Thursday, God's willing. Be strong, everybody.
Yeah, and tune in to Will's show tonight at 9 p.m. Central.
God bless everybody. Good night.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.